is unbelievable. Did you open it?
No.
No, I couldn't open it either. This is so ridiculous.
That hurts.
The whole thing. I hate to talk about the vending machine again, but if you walked into, you know, KDKA, one of the original, right? Radio station.
First one, yeah. First commercial station.
If you walked in 1940 to the vending machines they had then, I'm sure you had to put in quarters and the thing would pop out. Now we have, you can put in the credit card. It's a highfalutin, you know, vending machine. Everything's modernized, right? Except that it never, ever, 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 ever works. It never works with a credit card. So today I put in a $5 bill and out pops a Diet Coke. And what does it send me back? Quarters. Just like 1946.
Yeah, so you could use them vending machine. For the vending machine.
But there's one slight problem.
What's that?
It doesn't
open.
Here
tomorrow?
It doesn't open. The bottle of pop I got does not open.
I tried to open it up.
So did I.
And it's a combination of the cap being so cold.
Yes.
And whatever is on the cap, it's got like spikes on it.
Not, I know. Not now like I have an injured hand.
My hand hurts from trying to turn that thing as hard as I tried to turn it.
Do you think Paul can open it? I'm not.
Yeah,
bottom
I feel
line
like
is,
Paul could open it.
Somebody out there does not
there
want
Paul.
Me to drink a Diet Coke. I don't know. We have the quiz show here and he's not here. Where did he go?
You know, I ask that question almost every day.
So we have to wait. Should I use one of my Paul pauses here? I guess we have to, for if nothing else, for... That never doesn't get me.
Now
I
we
really...
have conflicting quiz show music against each other.
I've never heard this. This is actually appropriate because the quiz show in itself is a conflict, right? One against the other?
Yeah, that's correct.
All of that. Did you find Zangrilli in the house anywhere?
No, I did not.
I never got...
He'll be here soon, though.
I never got your prediction on Pitt football this year as we scrambled to find things to talk about. But that was a popular topic earlier in the show.
Didn't we talk about this Monday?
I don't know. I can't.
7-5.
Oh, I wrote a whole column about you.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I talked to a guy who said, and I think others believe it, that 7 wins will be good enough for Pitt, and I find that to be outrageous. I didn't name you this time.
Well, thank you for not naming me, I guess.
I named you last week. Did you see me name you last week in a column?
No. What column was that?
I said my producer, Austin City Limits Bechtold, I forget what you were talking about that week. Then Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette writes a whole column about you for
yes.
your wiffle ball
Incredible.
Exploits. Paul, are you okay?
I am. Are you?
Where were you? Did you have stomach problems?
Yeah.
How is your stomach?
It's doing better.
Was it the blazing hot seats for Derek Shelton and Ben Charrington?
See if you can open this.
Or was it the Lions?
Here, I'm gonna throw this pop to you. Neither City Limits or I could open it, I swear.
Oh, now you did that. explode.
No, I swear I didn't do that intentionally. Let it settle down. Then you try to open it. It's unopenable. After I just went through all the vending machine crap.
I was having a discussion with a guy that's right behind you right now.
Who's that? Mueller? Oh, Craig. Is everything okay with him?
Yes.
All I saw was a bald head.
Yes.
He was
good.
Mad at us for the clock the other day. My fault. 90% City Limits fault, but I'll take the blame for it. We have a quiz show. Are we ready, gentlemen? Paul, you lead 4-2 in our latest quiz show. It's a 162-game season. 1 point for each question until the final one, which is worth 3. You ready, Paul?
Go ahead.
You ready, Limits?
I'm ready.
Wait,
let's do it.
I thought we were doing this with Zangrilli.
Couldn't find him. Go.
Now I have to readjust.
First question to Paul.
Do you have a Brady Feigl question?
No.
Okay. First question to Paul.
Paul.
What?
Scotty Miller made the Steelers roster this week as one of the last wide receivers on the roster. Can you name who Scotty Miller played for last season?
The Falcons?
The Falcons is correct.
That's a quiz show question?
How long did that one take
you to look up?
I thought Paul was going to be stumped by that and say Tampa Bay.
I'm speechless at this point. Trivia is supposed to be things that happened a long time ago.
No, it can be anything.
Remember, Joe, the first question, we have to ease into the quiz show.
I don't like it, but go ahead. He's up 1-0. I'll take it. I'll take my medicine.
Joe.
Yep.
We talked over the last couple of weeks about all-time home run leaders for teams.
Mm, so we'll go back in the past for my question.
Let's do the Cubs. Who is the Cubs' all-time home run leader?
Holy horse follicles. Okay. I have a guess. Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks is incorrect. He's second.
I hate you so much.
Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg is incorrect.
Wow.
Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson is incorrect.
I don't like the way you did that. It insulted me.
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant is incorrect. You're forgetting someone.
Billy Williams.
No.
Paul?
Wow.
Then I get the clue because I went first.
Who are we forgetting?
Oh, I know who it is.
Let me think about it.
There's got to be a time limit on him.
Paul, 5 seconds.
Five.
Four.
Kyle Schwarber.
No. Joe?
Samuel Sosa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how did
baby!
We miss
go?
How did we miss? How did
yeah,
we go?
Baby.
How did
they, we? They insult the Scotty Miller question, but the should-be-easy Sammy Sosa question
I
gets
forgot
ridiculed.
All about
Wait,
him.
How many is he ahead of Ernie Banks, though? Not more than 50, I bet.
33.
Thank you, city limits.
33 ahead of
Paul's
Ernie Banks.
Turn, tie
545
game.
For Sosa. All right, Paul. Joe got the Cubs home run leader. The Pirates play the Cleveland Guardians this week. Who is the all-time home run leader in Indians/Guardians history?
Oh, man.
That's a toughie.
It is a tough question.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, I can see him. Oh, my God. What is his name?
Wait. I'm struggling, too.
Yeah, I can see him.
Now the questions are hard, huh, after the one softball.
Right. Because he went back into history.
I don't even have a guess. I'm froze. My mind is froze. I couldn't even think of one Indians Guardians player.
I can think of a couple.
My mind is locked up.
Albert Bell?
Albert Bell is third.
You like to drive that point home that I was wrong, but give me a little nugget that I can you know, eat off of.
Nuggets are good.
Right?
Yeah, they're good for the broadcast, according to Lanny Fraterri once. One
Albert
day.
Bell
what is his name?
I know who
name.
It is.
I can see his face.
Put him on a time limit.
Go
Paul?
Ahead, take it.
Five seconds?
My mind
Paul?
Is frozen
Five,
right now. I can't even think about
four,
it. Go ahead.
Joe Carter.
Joe Carter is incorrect.
No, it's
I
not
hate
him.
You.
That is like Joe Carter. You're talking about from Toronto, the Blue Jays? Joe Carter?
No, I'm talking about the Cleveland version of
no,
Joe
the
Carter.
Cleveland, no. Joe Carter is not correct.
Who? All right. Do we get a give Paul a clue?
90s, Paul. Think 90s.
90s Cleveland? 90s Cleveland?
90s Cleveland.
Paul?
I can see him. That's the worst part, but I can't think of his name. I literally right now.
I can see
I'm
him too.
Frozen.
Is his name Corey?
No, his name is not Corey.
That was our old salesperson.
I'm frozen. I can't think of.
He needs a Paul pause, I think.
I'm just. I can't think of a single player that played for the Indians. Willie Mays Hayes. Pedro Serrano.
No, that's the movie, Major League.
I know. I'm
Brooks Jacoby.
No, my gosh.
Was he an outfielder? Did we get that, Paul? I'll give Paul that if you say he's in. Give us a position.
First base.
First baseman, Paul.
I can see him. That's the worst part about it.
So you're a righty or a lefty?
Lefty.
He's a lefty? Yes. Oh, my God. I know who it is.
Yeah, after I gave you the clues.
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome's correct.
I was just about... Hold on a second here. I said I have it, and he jumped in and said it before
I
did.
I was still on the
Paul
clock.
Paul was still on the clock.
That's
still
it. That gets that's going for review.
I was still
was
on the clock.
He was throwing it back to me.
I was still on the clock.
He
I didn't
jumped
throw
in on my answer.
I did not I jump in on your answer.
I was going to say James Thome.
I won.
Jim Thome. You said James Thome.
Oh, okay. What?
After the
I didn't
fact.
Say anything.
I said
I
Jim
just
Thome.
Said, I could have just said it. I could have just said Jim Thome
but you
instead.
You know why you didn't say it?
I dragged it out
you know
and I said, I know
say
who it is.
You know why you didn't say it? Because you knew it was still my turn.
This is unbelievable.
The text line saying this is embarrassing as
Malzi
10 people
used to
texted
cheat
me.
Malzi used to cheat me, not like this. This is
getting bad.
This is Kings Lakers level fixed here. Whose turn is it?
2-1, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
All right.
Joe, I don't know if you're going to like this question or not.
Can you try to open that pop now, Paul?
I will.
I bet you can't, and he's bigger than us. The thing's, You finally get into the vending machine, and then the thing is shut like it's Fort Knox. Go ahead.
All right, Joe. I do not know if you're going to get this. Penn State will play West Virginia in the season opener on Saturday in West Virginia at Mountaineer Field.
Yeah.
Pitt played there last season.
Yeah.
It is named Mountaineer Field, but there is a name of the stadium at West Virginia. What is the name of the stadium at West Virginia?
Milan Puskar.
Wow. I did not think you were going to get that.
How about that, Paul, huh?
That's easy.
We're tied at two.
I think it's Milan Puskar Stadium.
Don't
whine
about any easy quiz. That's ridiculous.
Puskar. Whatever. P-U-S-K-A-R.
I did not think that you were going to get that.
You were going to penalize me for James Tomey. Well, I also said, who was the first? I said Samuel Sosa. You taking that one away from me? I like to dramatically sort of present my answer.
It's 2-2.
And that's what happened when he jumped in with Tomey on
it. It's 2-2.
2-2. Paul.
2-2. Going to the fifth question.
Paul, can you open that pop?
I will in a minute.
I'm thirsty now.
Paul, two college football programs have produced 14 pro football Hall of Famers. Can you name the two programs? And if you can't name both, there are two potential points up for grabs this question. Maybe Joe can get one.
Does he get two guesses? Or do we go
one? Two guesses.
He gets two guesses.
Notre Dame and USC.
Oh, for God's sakes.
2 points to Paul.
I win.
He got them both.
Every week he pulls one of these out. That's an unbelievable answer. I give you credit for that.
4-2.
Can you open the pop?
All right. It is not over.
What? I thought that was it. I thought we played a four.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
It's 3-2.
It's 4-2. I just got
two
points.
There were 2 points there.
Oh. This whole thing today is completely rigged. What are you doing to me? I still have a chance to...
You still have a chance to win.
Yeah, because the last one's worth three. Are we on the last one?
No, there's one more question. It is your question.
So Paul can clinch a tie.
Yes.
I told you, Paul. The thing's unbelievable. They locked it up with like wood glue or something. Go ahead.
Joe, Penn State has 6 former players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including greats Jack Ham and Franco Harris as 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one of the other 4 players that Penn State has represented in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Who's the two you mentioned?
I mentioned Jack Ham and Franco Harris that have played for the Steelers.
And all I need to do is mention one other?
All you have to do is mention one of the 4.
Lenny Moore.
Lenny Moore is correct.
Thank you very kindly. Who are the other 3?
Lenny Moore, Mike Mikulski, Dave Robinson, and Mike Munchak. I thought you were going to get Munchak. I thought that was going to be your guess.
That would have been a good final question. All right, it's 4-3, and now we're down to the nitty-gritty here, right?
Well, yes, this is the final question with Paul up 4-3 in terms of points. And the final question, first awarded to Paul. To bounce off of that question for Penn State, let's go to Pitt, Paul. 10 former Pitt stars are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How many of the 10 can you name?
Oh, this is good. And if he says how many he can name, and then what happens?
You can name more.
Yeah. Or if he can throw it over to me, and I don't know. How does this work again? I always get confused on the last question.
So how this works is Paul, there's 10. So Paul can say, I can name 5. And Joe, you can say, I can name 6.
Or make him name the 5.
Or make him name the 5.
That's how it works. Why do I get confused on that?
You would have to prove it.
I don't know. I can name 5.
I apologize.
You can name 5 of the 10? I can name 5 of the 10.
And if I get one wrong, I'm cooked.
That's correct.
This is the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes. Can you name 6? And if you say you can name 6.
I have to, because I know he can name 5.
So can Paul name 7 if Paul wants to try to...
No. I get the call now. Okay. I get to say I can name 6. He doesn't get to keep going.
All right.
I can name 6.
Can you name 6, Joe?
Yep.
All right, name 6. Can't get one wrong.
Dan Marino?
Yes, 1.
Tony Dorsett?
2.
Mike Ditka?
3.
Ricky Jackson?
4.
Oh, crap. Bill Frelich?
5.
Mark May?
No.
Mark May is not in the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
What?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's not in. He's not in.
Russ Grimm was the other one.
Russ Grimm is in.
Revis.
You could have said Revis. You said could have said Curtis Martin.
I know.
Ditka.
Could have said Joe Schmidt.
I did say Ditka.
Or Joe Chris Schmidt. Dolman.
All right, now I'm pissed. I'll tell you that right now. Where's Mark May? Now, how is he not in the Hall of Fame? Every year they invite 75 different guys who weren't even any good into the Hall of Fame. Right. Why isn't he there?
Well, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Let's see what he did. Two-time Super Bowl champion. He only made one Pro Bowl? How is that possible, Paul?
He's one of the 80 greatest Redskins. I was hoping you said him because I know he was wrong.
All right. First of all, I'm sending this one for review. Do we have a higher authority here that can review what transpired? What was the final score?
Well, Paul ends up getting the points because you didn't get it wrong, so he gets all 3 points.
Right, so 7-3?
Yes. So it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't have mattered. I lost it on that one. I lost it fair and square in the end.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you want the injury report from the Pirates?
Yes.
While you're calming down from your loss?
Yes.
Hunter Stratton.
That was really hard to watch.
Surgery, obviously. Recovery time, 7 to 10 months. Marco Gonzalez, surgery, recovery time, 9 to 12 months.
I can't believe they signed an off-injured pitcher and he got injured.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Kutch recently did a full workout. He's ready to return, perhaps.
Got to get him in the lineup, because more 37-year-olds we get in September, the better off they'll be.
Colin Holderman and Ryan Borecki continue to rehab assignments. Joey Bart still in the early phases of rehab. Andy Rodriguez is playing games as a DH in the Florida Complex League.
Now that's interesting to me.
They're still learning more about Ke'Bryan Hayes and his back injury.
Oh my God. When are we going to learn? What is taking so long?
Yeah.
I realize sometimes back injuries can be difficult, right? I've had one. I had surgery on my back. But it's been 2 years. 2 years ago we were talking about this. The MRI doesn't show it. No X-ray, no MRI, nothing else. He basically explained it word for word to Jason Mackey like a week ago.
Yeah.
Listen. Paul, if they do not come to a resolution, if they do not identify what's wrong with Ke'Bryan Hayes' back, then I'm moving on from him. And I think he would have to understand that. Listen, you for two different seasons, you've been completely plagued by back issues, and we still don't know what it is. We have to pay you. I get it. But we're moving on at third base. Unless, you can come to spring training, prove that you're healthy, you'll be on the team, whatever, you're a great fielder. But we got to move on here if we can't identify what's wrong with your back. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to.
Because you have a huge contract with him as well. I wonder if there's any insurance on that contract on the Pirates' part. In terms of Hayes' injury, because is this going to be something that further hampers him for the rest of his career? There could be a case to be made there. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, hasn't it already ruined? How many years was his contract for? 7, 8?
It goes through 29, and there's an option for 30.
It's already ruined 2 out of the 3 years of his deal.
And you still have another 6 left.
If I'm correct that he signed that before the first time the back injury rolled around.
He signed it 3 years ago.
Right.
Or would have been 22 because Reynolds was 23 and Keller was 24.
That was a dramatic quiz show. I'm still reeling from that, Paul. How many of those could you have named, do you think,
Of the 10, if you gave me enough time, I probably would have come up with 9 of them.
I almost went Marshall Goldberg old school.
And Bill Frelick is also not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to say, Frelick's not a Hall of Famer, but I won anyway.
What?
Yeah, I was going to challenge that.
Hold on a second here. Give me a Paul pause. I'll use my second one.
Yeah.
He made the 80s all-decade team in the NFL. How many all-decade players don't make the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm just saying, I knew that he was wrong, and I was going to challenge him if you ended up winning or we ended up getting the right ones.
But now we're on to a different topic. How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Right. I probably could have got 9 of the 10. I don't think I would have thought about Joe Schmidt. That's one that probably would have escaped me. But
I'm horrified by this whole thing right now. That's worthy of a column.
But I had,
that Frelick's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What the hell are they thinking? They let everybody in these days.
I had Revis.
How was Tony Boselli in? And how long did Tony Boselli play for?
Yeah.
He's on the 80s All-Decade team. He was two-time first-team All-Pro, plus a second-team All-Pro, plus four Pro Bowls. If I had another Paul Pause, I'd use it right here, because now I'm going to Boselli. I'm going to look him up on live radio.
Tony Boselli.
He was on the 90s All-Decade team, and he was a three-time first-team All-Pro. So you have one guy, a member of the 80s decade team, a two-time first-team All-Pro. Then you have a guy, a member of the 90s decade team, a three-time first-team All-Pro. So that one little first-team All-Pro gets one guy in and keeps one guy out?
Yeah.
I'm writing that column next week. Okay, Limits?
I would love to read it.
I'm outraged by this, Paul.
No, I mean, I agree.
But that doesn't take away the fact that I was wrong. Maybe I'm just reacting to that.
No, I mean, you're probably right.
Well, I was wrong on the question. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, no, I mean, you're probably right in that he deserves to be.
Yeah, I think I am.
You know, but, you know, the obvious ones are Revis, Ditka, Marino,
Dorsett,
and Chris Dolman. Those are the five.
And Ricky Jackson.
Those are the five that are pretty obvious to me, at least.
If Hugh Green hadn't gotten hurt, he would be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, it must be time for Dan Zangrilli, and he's here. He's in studio with Paul and I. And, well, that doesn't mean he's still not on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dan is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. Dan also brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. And also, man, you have three sponsors here, Dan.
Are you sure about this? Or are you just reading them all?
No.
Are you just reading them all side by side?
You're also brought to us by Allegiant Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, well, those guys are.
This is miraculous.
Those are my guys.
I've never had a guest with three sponsors. Paul, not even the coaches get that. Only Zangrilli.
That's right.
We're very proud of you, Dan. So let's start with this. We just saw footage of O'Neal Cruz taking fly balls in center field. Man. I guess it's a two-part question. Do you agree with the move?
No.
And how do you think it turns out?
Okay. I don't. And because I asked myself the question this, and, you know, as I think through it, it kind of gives me a little bit of hope. And he just made a nice play in the gap going to his backhand side.
Did he?
On a ball to the gap. If he did not get hurt in 2023, would they have Joe, Paul, would they have given him two full years as a major league shortstop? I think the answer to that question is yes.
Repeat the first part of that. If
he did not get hurt in 2023,
yeah,
and he was able to be a shortstop for an entire year, and they determined, maybe it's going similarly as it is in 2024, as it did, would they have pulled the plug then? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Were they going to give him just one season to show that he could be a big league shortstop? I don't think they would have. I think they would have rolled it back in 2024, and they would have said, you know what, we're going to really try to make this work. What makes that different? Because I think if we can all agree that the answer is yes. Do you?
I do.
Okay. Paul, do you? If he did not get hurt in 2023 and he was performing similarly as he did this year, right? And I think that's logical.
Yeah.
Would they have given him 2024 to figure it out? I think the answer is yes. And if we all agree with that, the reason why they're making this move is because they believe that they're going to be a competitive team in 2025, and especially with the acquisition of IKF, this is going to make them a much better defensive team up the middle. Okay, so that's encouraging. But it also tells me that, you know, okay, they would have given him a second year, so why not give him a second year? Are you following kind of the logic and how I think this would have played out?
Yeah.
Because I don't think, essentially, 170 games, if you really want to extrapolate all the value that you can out of this guy, I think there still is more time to be had here for him to develop, work on, mature. A lot of the things that I'm seeing defensively that frustrate people and that have cost the Pirates games, that have really hurt his DRS number, are fixable, are maturation issues, focus issues, figuring out how to manage a grind as a major league shortstop every day. In other words, I see a pathway forward to him being able to do this at a competent level at the big league, at the big league level. I do.
The flip side is he's 6'7", 6'6". There's not a lot of precedent for somebody at that height to be a good infielder.
So, okay, and this is all true, and I concede, and my, I never my never
point
envisioned.
Is, and my point is, they probably, I mean, they've seen him play now for 200 games. So my point is, with him, they probably have just gotten to the point where there's like, I just don't see the areas he needs to get better at that he'll get better at.
And I guess, you know, the...
And I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm right. Just saying from there, I don't know that it's a situation of where they pulled the plug a little too early. I just feel like they took a look at him and just decided, guy's never going to be a great shortstop or even a good shortstop.
And even if he's an adequate shortstop, I think it just takes the value of the player to another level. What you're doing is, okay, he was a unicorn, you're taking the horn off, now he's just a horse.
That is an unbelievable line, Paul. Yeah, I
right, that's what we heard. He's a unicorn. Okay.
I think he still could be that guy, cuz really those discussions are mostly about his bat and his ability to run the bases, correct?
I don't think so. I think it's the ability to play one of the most valuable thing that you could ever have, I think, is a switch hitting catcher that can hit 40 home runs. That's pretty good. Then the second most valuable thing that you could ever have is a shortstop that can hit 40 home runs.
Yeah.
The third most valuable thing that you could have is a center fielder that can hit 30 home runs. So, again...
Well, hopefully he'll be number three, door number three.
And I wanted to try to make him number two.
Yeah.
They're saying he's a unicorn, he's a Megatron, he's an avatar, all of those things. Well, they kind of, by their own doing, just knocked him down a peg. I just wanted to see the runway a little bit longer, because the things that he put on tape that were really bad and were really costly, I saw a pathway forward to get through that. And apparently they didn't. And the fact that they're maybe ripping this Band-Aid off as they are now means that, okay, we got to get down to brass tacks, not only from a wins-loss perspective, and who knows whose job they're actually saving at the end of the day, right? To try to win as many games as they can moving forward.
Well, let's talk about that part of it. First, the time right now, 12:44, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So we talked about this earlier. This feels like the low point in some ways of the Derek Shelton era to me. This series has felt symbolic. I thought the only time you could have said it was more embarrassing for Shelton himself than him giving Rowdy Tellez the ball twice in three games. I thought the first time was funny. The second time was a franchise embarrassment, was when he was celebrating with the executives when they got the first pick. You remember that little video when Shelty was in the room celebrating? Yeah, I just led the worst team in baseball practically, and now we get the first pick. Hooray. This is a disaster. It's a circus right now. And I've changed my mind. I don't think Shelton's going to be back. I think there's a 75% chance he won't be. Paul thinks he will be. Paul puts that down around 25%. Where do you put it? Percent chance Shelton is back. And is there a case for him?
No, I don't think that there's a great case for him, but I do think he will be back. I think there's going to be changes that are made from an offensive philosophy standpoint
Yeah.
But
is he going to fire Andy Haynes?
I would think that they
somebody is.
Yeah, so there's got to be a fall guy, and they're starting already with the international scouting department.
Paul was mentioning that, yes.
So, and that, by the way, is never talked about enough.
The fact that the Latin American Academy has produced zero players?
It's been...
after they bragged about it for all those years?
It's been among their biggest failure.
Yeah.
Period.
I saw a number today,
end
Dan.
End of sentence.
It's Luis Ortiz and Ji-Won Bae, the only two players that have made the majors from that system.
And Bae, I mean, they spent a boatload of money to sign him, by the way. So that wasn't necessarily a developmental success story, Austin, because he was a very much celebrated and almost can't-miss type of guy. If you look at what they signed him for, it was a pretty significant
dollar amount. Why is Alika Williams on the field?
Yeah.
Does somebody need to find something out about Alika Williams? Because if they do, I'll tell them. He's a good fielder who can't hit and he'll never be a regular major leaguer. That's it. That's what he is. That's what he'll always be.
Well, that's what we
Why
were talking
is he
about
playing,
earlier.
Dan? Why is he on the field?
Yeah.
Why is Rowdy on the field?
Why is
Grandal catching? Aren't we supposed to be getting looks at guys?
You are. Yeah, this doesn't make much sense. Other than I can only think that they're trying to salvage a win total that is somewhat close to where they were last year. Listen, baseball and sport is just as dysfunctional and political as any other workforce in baseball. So, you know, are we in the CYA phase of things now? Are we trying to salvage and take care of ourselves? Are we getting to the point where people start pointing fingers?
Right, but I'm not sure they're not better with the younger guys in there. Well, that would be salvaging the win total is to get Henry Davis in there or get Peguero up here and play him.
Right.
Something, anything.
I mean,
anything other than this.
No.
Anything other than Alika Williams, please.
Yeah. But I mean, as far as the Grandal and the Tellez and things like that, they probably do give you a better chance today to win today's game. So you can, even though today right now doesn't matter, I would like to see some of these young guys from AAA that Paul was talking about. Your Cooks, your Yorks, 100%. I want to pop the hood and I want to take a look. Absolutely.
I think one of the things that's going to be very interesting is to see who those fall guys are going to be.
I think it's going to be
Haynes probably. I mean, it's Oscar Maron. I mean,
well, you can argue that he's actually, and the reason why I want to stick with, like, even though this isn't answering your question, it sort of is, the pitching side of things, I think, are in a good spot. You've done the hard part from an organizational standpoint, I think. And that's why I still do believe in Charrington. I wouldn't make changes there. But Marine stays because I think that they've done a pretty good job. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest part of turning an organization around, figuring out your
pitching. Except for the fact that two of the last three games they had to use a position player to finish the game.
And they did because the front end of their bullpen, if you dive into those games, it went off the rails because guys who really don't matter threw it off the rails and they were in the soft front end of the bullpen.
Like Old Heller and Feigl.
Yes.
That's my point. You've got Feigl, Old Heller. What's the guy, Domingo Herman? You've got a bunch of guys that are stiffs down there.
It's a great law firm. Chanting for Rowdy.
But
Feigl, Heller, and Holderman. Wonderful law firm.
To me, I mean, next year,
a good bullpen.
Next year, like Falter or one of Ortiz, some of these guys are going to have to go to the bullpen. They got a lot of starters, but...
Well, that's the problem you hope to have. I mean, it hasn't looked that way the last couple of weeks, but yes. And I think it's Ortiz. I probably fall more on the reliever side than I do the starter side. But yeah, those are the decisions that you're hoping to make and the conversations you're hoping to have.
Percent chance that Shelty gets fired?
20.
So, separate question, because I was thinking about this morning. Take me back to when Shelty was hired. To me, it seemed like hiring an offensive coordinator type of football coach. Like, there's always a reason you're hiring somebody. And I think, if I remember correctly, one of the big selling points with Derek Shelton was he was a hitting guy. He's a de facto hitting coach. He was a real hitting coach. That was part of the selling point. So how is he not heavily implicated in the fact that none of their young hitters are developing. Am I right about that? Was that his biggest selling point?
Well, he was the bench coach of the Minnesota Twins who had just set, I believe, Major League Baseball's record for home runs in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, and if you remember how the 2019 season ended and the offseason started, Neil Huntington was at the controls and leading the managerial search for the Pirates after they moved on from Hurdle. If I'm not mistaken, it was Hurdle, Huntington, and then shortly thereafter, Coonley followed. But Huntington was able to begin the managerial search, and he targeted Derek Shelton.
Mm.
And he was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, very high on Huntington's list. And Shelton was in for an interview in the offseason of 2019 with Neil Huntington as if Huntington was going to be the general manager moving forward. Well, then Bob Nutting decides to part ways with the GM. And then soon the president goes. And then there was a gap between, like, and we were asking the question, okay, who's going to be the Pirates manager? Well, then, you know, Williams comes in, and then Ben Cherington is hired. And then Cherington has, on his short list, Derek Shelton. So say what you want about Shelton. And to answer your question, yes, he was supposed to be or is a hitting guy, but he was very high on the short list of two different general managers. You could say that they're essentially the same person. Mm-hmm. From where they went to college, how they think.
Neil Cherington.
With the relationship.
Or Ben Huntington.
Yes. So they think the same, and I think most baseball people do think the same. So when we want to bring in a new general manager, I don't think there's going to be much of a philosophical change in how they would go about it. Whether you're the Brewers, whether you're the Pirates, I think they all sort of act accordingly.
Who hit a homer there?
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Yeah, Reynolds over the Clemente wall.
At least they have him, huh?
Yeah, at least they have him.
At least
Dan?
They have him. You know, there's one thing I was going to say. I think I'll be, I don't know, 20 years from now, I'll be 75 years old, something like that. I'll turn on the TV to watch the Cubs play, and Kyle Hendricks will be still pitching. I didn't even know the guy was still alive. He's out here pitching.
Not very well.
Adding, subtracting.
Dan, you're a wonderful man.
Joe?
There he is.
We got to get back out on the golf course. Your pre and posts, are, your post games are becoming the stuff of legend. They really are great.
How do you figure, dare I ask?
Just the general presentation, your lack of a hesitancy to be critical. Like, you say what's on your mind.
Yeah, you do that.
It's just great stuff, man. The interviews. You had one with Key Bryan. Did you have one with Key Bryan a little while ago about his back and such matters where he opened up a little bit to you, if I'm not mistaken?
Forget, no, that may have been Jeff or something sitting in. But
Forget it then. Your show sucks.
Yeah, the recent one was the IKF one, the 100.
The IKF one.
That was the
one
where
he dropped the 100 wins for next year.
And then I was.
You did talk to Key Bryan Hayes on a post game one day.
I probably did. They all run together. We've done thousands of them. I can't remember this one from that one.
Paul, I'm trying to give him a compliment.
Thank you. No, but I thank you very much.
No, you're like my wife. You have a hard time taking a compliment.
Yeah, I'm a little weird in that.
He's a jerk.
Who was that?
That was Cavalli. Seriously, all kidding aside, I think it's must listen. Between the callers, your opinions, and the interviews, it's great.
I mean, it's
that's very nice.
Always a lot of fun. When I used to do the post game,
oh boy,
and there was
the post game.
I used to do the post game at 1 in the morning, 12 o'clock, 2 in the morning, and the people that would call in with lots of liquid in them, always made for great radio.
Yeah, we're at that very very weird spot of the season where you get a whole cornucopia. Lord knows what. It's a coin flip with every time we say, let's go to so-and-so and so-and-so.
I love that word, cornucopia. Thank you, Dan.
Bye now.
We'll talk to you next week.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
All right, Paul. We have the big... Who do we have coming up here? Mark Cabali. Is Parado still a regular guest on this show?
On Thursdays.
On Thursdays. Well, I lost track. Sorry. He's Thursday. The big boy is Tuesday.
Wednesdays.
What day is this?
Today is Wednesday.
I know.
Slice on Broadway brought great pizza today.
Slice on Broadway always brings great pizza. That stuff is incredible. Okay, so we have the big boy next. That's perfect. Mark Cabali. We're going to talk to him about the Steelers roster right now, what they can do to upgrade, all such things. I'm looking for the Good Feet store. It's not coming up. I want to talk about that. And
thanks to the Good Feet store.
I will momentarily. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates right now at Sun Chevy. High of 92 with sunny skies. Terms and conditions, by the way, and those rebates at sunchevy.com. A wonderful place to be. Sun Chevy, one of Ron Cook's favorite joints, I might add. And I'm saddened every time I mention that, Paul, because I miss Ron. Do you in any way?
Of course I do.
What do you miss about him?
He was always somebody who had just enough cynicism to make me laugh.
That's good. Very well said. All right, the Good Feet store. I spent...
By the way, the Steelers apparently...
I'm glad Connor Joe's up here. Okay, go ahead.
The Steelers apparently were not awarded anybody in waivers. So...
All right.
Take that for what it's worth.
We'll try to survive that one, along with another Connor Joe at bat. How many home runs since June 7th? One?
Well, you hit one on Monday.
I know. That's the one.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.